The original idea was from Jarmo Puskala, and it's based on a quite a well-known conspiracy theory, which is based on the fact that Hitler did have a lot of secret weapon experiments, and nobody actually knew what happened to them. And some of them suggest that they were taken to the moon, and that they are hiding there. And so it was it's an already existing conspiracy theory which we started to kind of dwell on, and I fell in love with the idea because it's a visual idea, it's a strong idea, it has a lot of possibilities.
We would like to know something about the funding process for the film. How did you manage to get so many fans involved and to donate money for the movie?
Timo did a film before called Star Trek, where they did crowdsource that a lot already. They were doing the film together with the fans. And so there was a good base. Then we started to do Iron Sky and still went on getting help from the people, ideas and many ways. And then also started this, like selling t-shirts and war bonds and whatsoever, like crowdfunding thing, meaning that people could invest minimum 1,000 euro, that it's really an investment. It's like buying a share of the film, meaning if they make money, they make money. I think the reason that was successful was based on the fact that there was already so many committed people who had already collaborated with us in other ways.
And so other directors promised that people who invest in a movie might be credited at the end?
I mean, the investment thing was it was combination of real equity investment, but there was always also kind of fan perks in it. Get your name in the end credits, or get invited to the world premiere, or get invited to the film set, or get invited to see a rough cut of the film, and there was different kind of things, yes.
So Iron Sky is almost a cult movie, even before it premiered.
I don't even know what does a cult movie in that way mean. Mm. And it was never, you know, our idea to do a cult movie or not to do a cult movie. We just did the best movie we could. And if people love it so much that it gives it longer lifespan, it's a good bonus on that. Mm. But first and foremost, the idea was to do a good, fun movie which you have fun time watching in theaters, and it looks really good. And it carries a bit of a message as well.
To me, it seemed there was a very boyish enthusiasm about the whole space and battle scenes, and
we did enjoy doing space battles. I think it's one of the things that we like to do. But at the same time, we wanted to keep some sort of a handle on that. I mean, originally there was much more space battle in the film.
Okay,
like a lot more. We wanted to focus more on the story of the main character and all that. But we wanted to have a good, fine looking space battle at one point, and it's fun to do that.
How did you manage to do those?
We had a small team of very good CG artists in Tampere, Finland, and a very good guy, Samuli Torsson, who was leading the team. And it had been his passion all his life to do good-looking CGI for films. I made a film with him before, a film called Star Wreck. It was a seven-year process with him. Mm. And so we kind of got to know each other very well, and the combination between him and me worked very well, so we were also very cost efficient in that way. We didn't have that much money, or we always had a lot of passionate people working on it, and we had a big dream to make it so good looking that we wouldn't have to be, you know, ashamed of it. The CGI team on its biggest was 25 people, mm-hmm. which is really small, because usually you have like hundreds, 400 people working on the same amount of shots. But we had a small team, but it was a very specialized team. We flew in a couple of really good experts from America, and the rest of the guys were just very passionate people who wanted to do it. And it was well organized and well led, so it was a good thing.
So what was the inspiration for the whole set on the moon?
That's a good question. I mean, moon Nazis, they gotta have a swastika-shaped base, right?
Yes.
So that was really one of the early ideas which we had, that it's gotta be a swastika-shaped if it exists. And the inspiration for that was partly Germania, which was the Albert Speer's vision of Berlin. Then bunkers and big structures like
like bunkers and Falk Towers and stuff like that, and all that smashed together in a swastika shape turned out Schwarzenegger, which is the
there are times when I thought there was a bit of Metropolis in it.
It was one of the films that we watched when we started to work on the film, but it's actually described as steampunk or diesel punk, to be exact, that specific style of graphics. And we always had a very good, very big ambition to make it look special, something like something that's out of the dream of Fritz Lang, or, you know, from City of Lost Children.